And welcome back on Husker Radio, KODY, 1240 AM, 106.1 FM. News director and KODY director of programming, Tristan Winder, glad to sit down with Jim Volka of the Platt Institute. Jim, thank you for taking time for us.
It's great to be with you.
Now, Jim, we've been talking quite a bit here about taxes, that time of the year, obviously, where some folks might have it on the back burner a little bit, but with a lot of government entities doing budgets about this time of the year, it's back onto the forefront. There's going to be some changes, too, here in the great state of Nebraska, specifically on taxes.
Yeah, back in the 2021 legislative session, the legislature passed LB 644, and that's the truth in taxation legislation. And it was passed to add transparency and accountability to our property tax levying process here in the state of Nebraska. And what do I mean by that? Well, we have an honesty gap when it comes between elected officials and the taxpayers. And what I mean by that is, if you look at over the course of the last decade, valuations have increased significantly. Political subdivisions have received quite a bit of a windfall in property tax revenue collections, but they're not lowering the rate to offset that, and so they'll keep the rate the same, and then tell folks that they've kept the line of property tax, when at the end of the day they're receiving more property tax revenue than they did last year, and they're spending that windfall. And so the goal here in the truth in taxation legislation is we're going to now have a hearing in between September 17th and the 28th every year. If your school district, your community college, your city, or your county, those taxing entities, receive and plan to spend more than 2% more than they did the prior year with an allowable growth factor, then they have to send you a postcard, a bright pink postcard in the mail, saying we're going to have this opportunity in the evening for you to come and express your thoughts on our plan to basically raise property taxes. And so the idea is, obviously, for taxpayers across Nebraska to be fully informed about the property tax increases before they're actually voted on. We want, at the end of the day, that they hold the line of property taxes. So this is an opportunity for people in North Platte and in the area to organize with other concerned taxpayers in their community and hopefully get the same results that we've seen in the other two states that have utilized this.
Now, Jim, let's talk a little bit about the history of this, too, for folks that are unaware. This is something that made it through the Nebraska legislature and is going to be going into effect in the near future. But obviously, a lot of work has gone into implementing this here in the great state of Nebraska.
Yeah, it was passed in last session in 2021. This will be the first year that we have the hearings in Nebraska that will start in September and will take place every September. There's already a budget hearing for all these political subdivisions, but what this does is add an extra hearing that you have to be notified so you can prepare and take the time to go engage your elected officials before the property tax increase actually happens. It was modeled after legislation in Utah. They've had it for decades. They've held the line of property taxes. Kansas just passed this, and we've already seen success down there with political subdivisions holding the line on their property taxes. You know, what I envision happening here, what we hope to happen is if enough people show up at these truth and taxation hearings and engage their local officials, they're going to think twice before collecting this windfall and spending it rather than giving it back to
sure.
the taxpayers and making sure that you're at least break even from what you paid the prior year.
And it's another great way of accountability, too, in my opinion. And obviously, this has to be something, too, that has been triggered by the situation we find ourselves in with property taxes here in the great state of Nebraska as well, I would imagine.
Yeah, we have the eighth highest property tax rates. And as we discussed previously in our conversation, these valuations have gone up tremendously. It's not necessarily your assessor's fault. They're following the state law, trying to make sure that property values are at 90 to 100% of market value based on what the state law is. The problem are these valuation windfalls that these political subdivisions are getting from the valuation increases, and they spend them every year. They're not lowering the rate. They'll tell you that they're keeping the rate the same, but at the end of the day, if you're collecting more property tax revenue than you did the year before and you're not giving it back to the taxpayers, that's a property tax increase. And so this is about accountability, holding them accountable for not raising property taxes. It's also about transparency, making sure that the public understands that really these are property tax increases, even if the rates stay in the same.
Now, Jim, for those that may not be aware, tell us about the Platt Institute's involvement with this and getting across the finish line of the Nebraska legislature as well.
Yeah, we drove the efforts in 2021. Senator Ben Hansen in the Omaha area sponsored the legislation. And we, as we said, we modeled it after Utah. And over the course of since getting it passed, now we're preparing for these hearings in September and making sure that the public, the taxpayers across the state, have the resources that they need to both understand the law and get prepared for these hearings. So you can visit plattinstitute.org/truth. And we have a web page, landing page, that's devoted with education materials and information about the law and certainly information how you can prepare to be attend these hearings and have an effective piece of testimony.
And if folks need a refresher, could you remind us, what is the Platt Institute for those that might not be aware and may not have been involved before?
Yeah, the Platt Institute is a statewide economic policy organization. Our mission is to eliminate the barriers to growth in Nebraska. We leverage the policy research, the best practices that have worked across the country, and then try to turn that into legislative change. We certainly we can't do that without the significant engagement with the public.
Sure.
You certainly can sign up for my weekly email at plattinstitute.org. We've been around since 2007, but our goal is to leverage those best practices, and we work on things like taxes and regulation, government spending, job licensing. We're trying to look at the greatest barriers that are holding our state back for growth and opportunity purposes. And as the public knows, we don't make it easy for taxpayers here in Nebraska. We sometimes don't make it easy for somebody that's trying to start a business or to get a job. And so those are the main areas of focus for the organization.
Platt Institute, with strong ties here in Lincoln County, the 42nd Legislative District in North Platte as well. Pat Keenan currently serving as the board president, I believe, right, Jim?
Yeah, Pat's been involved with Platt Institute for a long time. He's took over as board chair earlier this year for a two-year term. We're very fortunate to have such an esteemed member of the North Platte community represent that area on our board.
Anything else you'd like to add today, Jim?
No, I think you covered everything.
We sure do appreciate the time, and most importantly, appreciate all the great work that everybody does with the Platt Institute to try to better our great state and benefit the taxpayers.
Thank you, sir.